dressers in here, and then a little place in there, box to put things in there, and then two or three drawers on down below.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these things that you put up over your windows to keep the sun out? You call those?
Well, awnings? Is that what you call on the outside of the house?
Well, that, and what about on the inside?
Well, I don't know what the old fellow that made these up here, he's dead now, but he was quite a mill worker. I forget what to call them now. My daughter-in-law, either one of them would know, but then I was always on the outside, know too much about what to call these things inside here.
You talking about those things that are on rollers that you pull down?
No, they're just these things here like that. That's made out of wood. I forget what the name that is.
See.
There's a name for that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's...
Well, what about those things that are hanging there?
Well, that's the curtains. And some call them sash. Mm-hmm. And they've got all kinds of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Some that runs on a track. If they can take and pull a string and pull them back. Some you got to take and pull them back and fold them back like them is there. But that was just called window curtains or window sash. And then on the outside, why, some of them was awnings, and some is, now they're making them out of aluminum, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like uptown, you used to go along the sidewalks, there's cementing awnings out over the sidewalk, you know, made out of cotton, like they make wagon sheets and all out of, you know, regular awning things.
Well, what about those things that are on rollers, you know, that you can pull down to keep the sun out?
Oh, that's called curtains. Yeah, I've got... You told me about this thing right here.
Right, thing that pulls down.
Well, I don't know why that don't come down. See like that?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a round thing, and it's got a kind of a cobble on the end, and you can pull it down this way a little bit, and then you can pull it that way, and it starts rolling, and it'll roll up.
Have you ever seen these things that are kind of slatted, you know, and you can adjust them to let in as much light as you want to?
Well, something like that up there.
What do you call that?
That there is a transom.
Oh, yeah.
Now that's got a iron business on in there, and you can, some of them are taking pull that iron thing down. It's, I don't know whether I got one on any of my doors here or not, but that one there, there's a place you can put it on here, and you can raise that up or pull it out, you know, if you want to close it down. You can pull it down if you want to press a button here and push it up, it opens it up.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about Venetian blinds?
Oh yeah. But I don't have any of them here. I may have some old ones out in the barn out there. They were, some of them used to make them out of bamboo, and some was made out of different things. And they would, just kind of like your fingers, they said each one was loose, cross through, you know, each one, and you could take and flip this way and it open it out for the air to get in, and you can close it down and it'd be like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you call a Venetian blind.
Well, what about a built-in place you'd have in your house to hang clothes? What would you call that?
Well, that's what you'd call a little closet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one right there, that little door there, and when I built that room on for my niece, where that porch was out there, I put one on the other side there for her, and I got one on this side for me. You got shelves and different things, regular plunder in a way, put your shoes or other different things in there and hang up clothes and all.
You know, some people have a place right under the roof of their house, quite an area they might use for store things.
That's an attic.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the... You were talking about your kitchen a minute ago. Have you ever seen any old houses that